This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, you know it's awkward when you're getting divorced and you haven't announced it, but your husband puts it on social media to the world. That's what happened with Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott, who have five kids, well, four, and then her stepchild that he had from a previous marriage.
Okay.
Together over 18 years, he decided to announce they were breaking up. She never posted a thing. He then deleted the announcement that they were breaking up.
Oh, snap. But it was already there.
It was too late.
They're way too late.
They're a mess, man. I mean, every time you see a picture of him, he's had a problem with alcohol forever. He puts on these glasses where he looks wasted. Like, you can always tell he's out of it.
I'm not familiar with this dude at all.
He doesn't matter. He's been done like Lifetime movies. And you know how these two got together? They had an affair on a Lifetime movie set.
Oh,
and then they
snap.
Were together.
For 18
so
years?
He left his wife that he had kids with. He then married Tori Spelling, had four kids with her, and now they're breaking up. They're a shocker, right? Not a shocker at all. The kids distracted them for many years, and now they're done. Mm. But it's been pretty out there that he has an alcohol issue, and you know, she's got her own stuff, Tori Spelling. So he posted they're splitting up, then he deleted it, but she ignored him on Father's Day and did nothing with him.
It's getting messy for him, y'all.
Remember when they had a reality show for a while? They were so in love.
Never watched it.
Hot. You weren't missing anything. It was them trying to prove their love to the world.
That they were loving together and amazing?
Well, that's because it came out of an affair, so they had to prove it to the world. Look, everybody, we're okay.
And since they got the ability to be on TV, they were like, let's just put it on TV so people know we're good. Yeah, sounds good.
Look, everybody, we're so happy. No, they weren't. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Weba, good morning.
So we are talking this morning about letting somebody quit for you. You heard me. We figured you woke up this morning and hated your job. We got you.
You said, I don't want to work no more. Dang.
We found a company that will quit your job for you. Hell, I'll do it for free. I'll do it for money or for free if you want.
I
want
to quit for somebody. Just tell me where you need to quit to. I'll walk up in that mug right now and be like, blankety blank is done.
Yes.
They don't work here no more.
And my name's Sheila, if anyone asks. And I ever work here. What's the story? So there's a company that's like...
Yeah, so there's this Japanese company called Exit.
Okay.
That for like $145, like 200,000 yen or whatever it is, they will quit your job for you. They will contact your employer and literally say they are effectively putting in their 2 weeks, they're done working here, they're not accepting any more emails or phone calls. Blah, they're done.
You know what? How about you get some balls and you go do it yourself? That's what I say. Come on, you're making people quit for you? Come on.
I like this. And so what they go into in part of the article and what Toshiyuki Nino is the founder of Exit. He said a lot of employers will try to persuade you to stay or make you feel bad, like guilt trip you about quitting, right? Or about moving on, whatever it is you're doing.
Yep.
So when you don't want to deal with that kind of pressure or that kind of backlash, all right, go ahead. If you got enough time to cure it anyway, say you got 2 weeks paid time leave. Wouldn't you go ahead and accept that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier?
Yeah.
This sounds like a genius investment.
Yeah.
I mean, bruh, this takes the pressure out of all of that because people are non-confrontational.
100%. People don't want to deal with anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to say, oh, I hate this job. Bleep you. They want somebody else to do it. They don't even want to confront the fact that they're quitting.
But some people quit over the phone anyway, or over an email, or we'll just no call, no show.
I was going to say the no-shows are really lame.
All of a sudden, they're gone.
This is the work ethic you don't want to F with, man. Mm. Those are the people you don't want to hire.
You just stop showing up.
Ugh, the worst.
Wouldn't you, for less than $200, wouldn't you accept the assistance of a company to go, bloop, all right, bye, we gonna quit for you?
I don't know.
Don't even worry about it.
I feel like I'd save my money and just send a letter myself then if I was gonna do that. But I get it why when you're done and you don't want to confront, you don't even want to see these people. Like, if you don't even want to work there, as if you want to see anyone there.
Yeah.
You know?
There's like a shame associated when you quit a job, right?
Well, if you don't have anything else going on,
Yeah, well,
if you just quit it to quit it,
true.
Yeah, there is.
That just means
work ethic.
That just means, you know, the job that you were there to do, you either didn't like, it didn't work out for you, or some within the work, whether it be the people or the job itself, mm-hmm. wasn't for you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, when you leave a job, I've always felt weird leaving a job, quitting the job, or just not working at a place again, because it's like, oh, okay, I'll see you guys
again. You should feel weird
oh,
unless you have another job lined up.
Even when you got another job lined up, leaving a job is always either bittersweet or just bitter.
But you're going to something, you have something else lined up, which means you have it going on. Like, if you quit just because you don't like something, you look lazy and like you, that's my point. You look like you don't, you're lazy and you're not a good worker. If you quit to go to another commitment. Job, it's like, well, how can I be mad at you? Because you're hustling.
You're hustling. You out here.
You're not quitting and just saying, screw it, I don't need to work.
You're not going to have a job.
You know?
It saves you the embarrassment, though.
Yeah.
Exit. It's a Japanese company, little startup, has been grinding. I mean, and it's gotten progressively cheaper. So yeah. I'm just waiting for them to come stateside. You know what I'm saying? Because I just think about the mass exit.
You're not quitting.
I'm not quitting. But think about that mass exodus that people exuded over the last 4 years now.
Yes.
Whereas everybody was quitting their job. Everybody was either starting their own business or doing their own thing. Or the pandemic hit and you just lost your job.
Yeah.
Right?
That was a lot of people.
Now everybody's going through and going, well, I'm only doing jobs that I like. So say you start taking a job that you maybe don't like so much and go, oh yeah, I'll drop $150.
Mm-hmm.
Quit for me. I'm on to the next one. Less headache for me. That's taking the mess out of it.
Well, that's the not dealing with the confrontation. These are big boy conversations and big girl conversations we have to have as adults. That's what I mean.
You know these Gen Zs can't do that?
It's true.
You know these Gen Zs can't quit no job?
Maybe they prove it, Gen Z. Call right now and prove it. Now, would you let someone quit a job for you, I think is the question. 414-533-1037. Would you hire a company to quit for you? No way.
This sounds like a genius investment.
Save your money.
Wouldn't you? All right, the dream of everybody to say you make it big, you hit the lottery, you become a professional, blah, 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 and you make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you dream of walking into your mom's job if she's still working and going, my mother doesn't work here no more. She's retired.
She's done.
I bought her a house in Calabasas.
Yes.
We don't live here no more. She's done. I'd love to quit my mother's job for her.
Because your mom, does she hate her job or something?
No. Oh. It's just like a dream thing to walk in and quit somebody's job for you.
Oh.
You make enough money. My wife don't got to teach no more. Boy, I'm walking into that job and being like, forget this job and forget these kids. I mean, not really, but you know what I mean. We don't got to work no more.
Listen, I get it. You want to be able to put people out of not having to work anymore.
I'd love a service to do it for me, too.
You feel like that would be like it for you. All right, we're going to take your calls next. 414-533-1037. Would you let someone quit your job for you? Would you hire someone? We'll discuss. Oh, yes. Who doesn't like a little biggie in the morning? 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Just talking about how there is a company out there that will quit your job for you.
Just talking about quitting your job, you know.
DZ was loving this topic. I was like, no way, man up and go quit your own job. But a lot of people would prefer not to have the confrontation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%. It saves you the embarrassment, saves everybody the headache, the heartache, the whatever ache. But this is a genius company. They can make billions of dollars.
I actually think it's funny that we're making money off of people being afraid to actually just have real conversations as grown-ups.
Have like, serious
that's,
conversations.
That's all they're doing is they're stepping in to go, we'll communicate for you because you don't want to.
Just imagine a service out there that'll break up a relationship for you. I mean, think about it. What's divorce but getting an intermediary to have a serious conversation or delegation about separating?
Actually,
when two parties could actually go. Now, I see your gears turning now.
Because
all of a sudden, it's a good idea.
It is for couples because when they hate each other, they hate each other. And when you burn that bridge, you don't care that you burn the bridge. You don't want to burn a bridge at an employer.
Right.
You burn a bridge with an ex, middle finger in the air. Bye, dude. See you later. Let's go to the phones. Christina's in Milwaukee this morning on one. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Girl. You're a delivery driver currently. We're talking about would you let someone cancel or basically quit your job for you?
I would have to say not because I'm stingy with my money. I'm not going to pay someone for something that I can do myself.
She's too cheap.
I have had many, many, many jobs through temp services, through the like restaurants and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I have no problem quitting if I don't feel it. If I don't like the environment, goodbye.
Christina said, it don't matter to me. I'll get gone whether you like it or not. I don't need no service. I'll do that myself.
Somebody texted in Christina and said, no, I would not let somebody quit because I want the satisfaction of going in there, losing my bleep and telling them I quit. Signed, Gen X.
Right now, salute. I deliver with Amazon, I do Walmart and DoorDash, and I run my own little small business. And I tried getting back into like an actual working like environment, and I lasted one night. I'm like, no, this isn't it. Like for that low pay and everything that they wanted you to do, I'm like, no,
nope,
no,
not for me.
I get it.
I respect it.
I respect too. Being a delivery driver, you get to listen to your own music or the radio or whoever you want to. You get your own space. Like I'm all for it, Christina. We appreciate you.
And I don't have to pay child care.
Boom.
That part.
Oh, I didn't even think about that because you just put the kid in the car.
Keep him in the car seat.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Smart. I like it.
And if I have like a super large order, I have three older ones that can help bring all the stuff to the front door.
Child labor, I'm in.
Christina's a genius. She figured it out. She said, no, I quit my own job. Plus, I don't need to. We out here grinding.
That's
appreciate your call, Christina. Have a good day.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. She's up next. She's got her own theme song. Sarah is calling this morning from Kenosha. Sarah, good morning.
Hey.
So Sarah works in insurance at a hospital. We'll leave it at that.
Ooh, she definitely let somebody quit her job for her.
Would you? Would you, Sarah?
So, you know what? I would not.
Okay.
Because I'm a big girl.
Oh, then rah, rah, shots fired.
I love it.
I can do things myself.
Mm-hmm.
I do also agree with the texter that it is a good way to like, let your boss know exactly why you're quitting.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a toxic work environment, if it's just better opportunity. Like, whatever your reasoning, like, just be a grown-up.
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, I would quit myself. I'd probably be crying while I do it, but I would do it.
Like, I'm going to be an adult. Put my big boy papers on.
It's like when you get your first job and you let your mom call in sick for you.
Right.
Like, no, you're a working person. Like, it's an experience, and you have to just experience life.
Yeah.
How many quote-unquote adults still ask their mom to make doctor's appointments for them, though? I see y'all out here.
That's the problem.
I work with one.
There we go.
Sarah knows. Hey.
Sarah knows exactly what I'm talking
Thanks
about.
Thanks for calling, Sarah.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, your boy Logan, who you went to college with up in Sheboygan, is on the phone right now. Logan, good morning.
Hey, what's good, man?
Good morning. Good morning. What's up? What's up?
You know, just talking to a guy who owns his own company right here. That's what Logan
Big boss.
Does. Owen. That's not my kid, not you. Logan owns his own company. That's what I was trying to say. Logan, would you let somebody quit for you? Or how would you take it as the boss if somebody hired
Use the
someone
service.
To quit? What would you think?
Great spin.
See, I think I'm old-fashioned. As DZ would say, the regular degulars. Like you gotta own up to your own stuff, and honestly, I agree with you as well, Allie. Like, you don't want to burn those bridges with someone that could ultimately, like, you're ending that relationship now, but that is a relationship that maybe could help you in the future.
Well, imagine if DZ walked out of here how many years ago and went, bleep all y'all! Like, would we have called him to come do mornings with me? No.
Maybe.
You know what? I might have, actually, because I would have liked the fire.
I like it. I like it. There's something there with that kid.
He left mad. I want him back.
Knowing you? Maybe.
But also on the other spectrum, you know, like if you're a high profile client with NDAs and other things like that, like maybe it would be a good service to reach out to have that legal between the two of them. So you're leaving
you're
on good
enough.
Terms.
That's a great point, though. If you really got that big of a portfolio, you need a service that's going to help kind of delegate. All right, I'm leaving this position, going here.
Have
I'm
an agent or a lawyer.
It's like an agent.
Yeah.
It's like an agent.
Yeah.
We're all big boys, but this is basically making an agency for something simple that we could all use.
Which is funny because you don't need an agent to quit your job at like an insurance agency. Like, come on. Like, you don't need an agent to quit your job job at the hospital. Like, you just don't. You don't need an agent to quit your job at a trucking company. You know, you just don't.
Okay? I'm going to argue it. I think we all need agents.
Come on.
I think everybody needs an agent in their life.
Come on.
Who says I'm not important enough?
Me. If you want to quit, quit.
Touche. Fair enough.
I can't think of anyone important enough, honestly.
Nah. All right. I mean, an agent would be fun, but I don't need
no.
it.
Well,
we need interns.
We need interns. Thank you. The end.
103.7 KISS FM, Trends Tuesday with Allie and DZ. It's all sponsored by Wendy's, because Wendy's without the Wendy's app is like a Frosty without the fries. I was just at Wendy's yesterday again.
Hey, look at you back to back with the Wendy's.
I don't play. I go to Wendy's at least once or twice a week. I'm not kidding. We had it for lunch, me and the kids.
Oh, that's kind of perfect, though. Wendy's, a little mm-hmm. Frosty. It was a good day for a Frosty, too. Nice and refreshing on the palate.
So good. And then we went grocery shopping. So anyway, so Wendy's.
Ooh, good to not go grocery shopping hungry, too. That's actually science behind that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we ate fast food and then we went grocery shopping.
And then went grocery shopping.
Okay, so what do we got for Trends Tuesday today?
All right, so these things are something I've actually seen for a little bit, and I want a pair. I'm just waiting for them to get cheaper. So this is a company that has started and claimed to be the world's fastest shoes.
Okay.
And they are supposed to increase your walking speed by 250%. It's a Pittsburgh startup by Shift Robotics. They're called Moonwalkers.
Well, that was the first thing you said to me was, I want a pair of these Moonwalkers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are Moonwalkers?
They're Moonwalkers. So it's a shoe. It kind of looks like a skate slash shoe hybrid, but it's not, because it's a clip-on, if you will, that you can put different shoes into. But it's a walking assistance mechanism that is meant to literally take you to walk 250% faster.
Normally, looks like you're on skates, though.
Yeah, it looks kind of like skates,
visually.
But you don't use them like skates. You walk. You literally walk normally. And there's a way to activate and lock the shoe so that you can actually just walk like regular, or you can walk 250% faster.
So there's wheels on the bottom of these shoes, mm-hmm. and I'm watching this whatever.
Like a how-to video,
like
kind of?
A tutorial
demonstration,
on what it is, these Moonwalker shoes. And what I find fascinating is, you know what it looks like? It looks like, so they attach the shoes to the bottom of their shoes, mm-hmm. these Moonwalkers, and they look like skates, but you know what it actually looks like as they're walking? When you're at the airport and you walk on the
escalator thing?
When you walk on the flat escalator.
It's, the skywalk, I think it's called?
That is exactly, it looks like they're sped up just enough like that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like as they're moving. Like, they're being moved, but you don't know what's moving them.
Yeah.
But there's something under them moving them faster.
That's a great way to describe it.
They look like they're on the skywalk, but they have basically Moonwalker shoes on.
So if you want to fast track your life, is what Allie is saying.
I would love it. Are you kidding? If I walked a ton, like, especially in cities, I would be all about these. How much are they, though?
So, $1,400.
Okay, never mind.
They're a stimulus check, dog.
You know what?
They're expensive.
My $100 Nikes are just fine. Never mind.
So, normally, people walk 2 to 4 miles an hour. You, with these shoes, could be walking like 7 miles an hour, 8 miles an hour. You could be cruising.
Imagine.
That's 250% increase. You know how much I'm fast AF, boy, and I'd be faster AF, boy.
Imagine if Forrest Gump had these. Imagine how
Thank
much
you.
Quicker his trip would have been.
See, you're coming along. Now you get it. Now you get
no
it.
Way. What would DZ do? It's coming up next. Thank you for sharing the story about the Moonwalkers. I'm not paying $1,000 for a pair of shoes, but maybe one day.
Somebody might. The hype beast out there.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on KISS FM.
This has to do with flirting with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Getting real flirty.
Who's flirting with who, and why is it a problem? It sounds like a good problem.
Yeah, well, it's a bad problem when you don't know if it's actually happening or not.
Oh, mm-hmm. Explain.
Yeah, I'll explain right now. So Greg wrote in and said, hey, so is she flirting with me?
He is basically
wants to know.
With you? Oh,
so
my goodness.
Says, so a girl I work with at a restaurant. A girl I work with at this restaurant and I want to ask her out, but I'm nervous because I don't know if she likes me. All my coworkers say she's flirting with me and that I should ask her out, but I don't really see it. She's a really nice person and nice to everyone and could just be doing the same with me. I've been wrong before about somebody flirting and was really wrong.
Uh-oh.
And it was extremely embarrassing. I haven't lived that down since. How do I tell if she is or isn't, or if she's just being friendly? Greg.
This is an issue because women are friendly all the time to men and men take it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really annoying for us women.
And Greg trying to avoid that because Greg is intelligent and introspective about the life that he's lived.
But, you know, nobody wants rejection.
Right.
That's what he's afraid of, is the rejection.
Exactly what he's afraid of.
So it's like, and did he like her to begin with, or did everybody put it in his mind that they would be a good idea together and now he's starting to think about it?
So he said he works with a girl and likes her, wants to ask her out, but he's nervous.
All the coworkers say she's flirting. Why would they mislead him? What if they're wrong?
You know,
wrong,
people
though?
Love watching somebody crash and burn sometimes.
Well, and sometimes you watch a guy and a girl become friends and people again mistake the female.
Oh, y'all look so cute together.
And it's like, no, she's just being his friend.
And like, she's like,
we aren't thinking about romance with men like 90% of the time. Like, I get it. Men are thinking about booty. We're not thinking about that. Like, that's not on our minds when we interact with men. So
yeah,
I get it.
I feel
but
that.
If all of your, okay, what do you think he should do?
This one's tough because I sympathize with this man. As a dude, you don't know, right? Like, you don't know when somebody's flirting with you. I remember trying to like gauge whether my wife was into me or not when
it's a nightmare.
I was just, right. And you kind of take that leap. And if you like her enough and you do want to take her out, what I say is just feel it out. Don't flat out ask her out, but feel it out and then slow play it. My boy, Greg, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You invite friends. You make it a friend hangout, right? But you get the friends in on it.
Okay.
So when say you get a group of like
a group
5 people
to go out now,
but you never invite the group. You tell them, hey, I'm gonna tell y'all, y'all are gonna say yes, but then y'all are gonna be busy day of, and then it's gonna become a solo date.
No,
you feel me?
You can't do that,
Greg.
The first time.
This isn't your advice. This is mine.
Fine. DZ's advice sucks today. By the way, do not put her in a situation where it's just the
don't
two
discredit
of them.
My advice.
Don't invite her with a group and then show up and it's just you two. Chris,
what?
No.
Invite a group and then make it a little solo date. If I'm basically telling you to trust the fact that your coworkers are saying she is flirting and likes you back, because maybe she's had a conversation with the coworkers.
Maybe.
Right?
Why not just do the group outing first, and then if you're hitting it off during the group, then you send everybody home.
No,
don't.
You buy the ring and propose day one. This is what I'm telling you, man. This is my advice today. Get the ring, drop down, bend the knee, and propose to this woman, bro. She's the one.
She's the one. So full of it right now.
She's the one.
DZ says, just propose. Don't
Greg,
even ask her out.
Elope. That's my suggestion.
What do you think Greg should do? His coworkers are telling him that this other coworker is into him, but he doesn't want to get rejected. He doesn't want to ask her out. He's a little nervous. DZ says, just propose.
You scared of getting rejected? Just ask her to marry you.
Oh,
boom.
Weird.
Boom. Problem solved.
Problem is, you're going to definitely get rejected when you try that one. That's definitely not going to work out for you. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Somebody texted in and said DZ's advice is just as bad as the advice to have kids to kill time. You're right about that. Today's pretty out there for DZ even.
Man, forget y'all.
Greg said, what should he do? He thinks the coworker's flirting with him. He likes her. He wants to ask her out. Everyone else at work says he thinks that she is flirting with him and he should ask her out. But he feels like she's nice to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And he's been burned before by assuming somebody's niceness was flirting and it wasn't.
Well, because men look too much into nice women. So it doesn't mean we want to sleep with you. I hate to break it to men.
So Greg's trying to avoid that problem.
All right, let's go straight to the phones because DZ said just propose, which was bad advice, as we've already stated.
Rochelle, says you.
Rochelle's in Kenosha and she has made it day 5. Congratulations.
Congrats, Rochelle.
That was so anticlimactic, Rochelle.
Phone broke up at the perfect time.
I'm so sorry.
We were like so
much of a morning person.
Oh, well, me neither, but here we are.
Well, now you got a theme song, so you got to be a morning person now.
We'll get you a theme song.
Right.
What's your advice, though? Because don't go with DZ's advice to propose immediately.
Don't be swindling people out of my advice.
Nobody agrees with that.
But I would say just kind of hint around and see if she ever wants to hang out. Like, go play golf, mini golf, or go bowling or something. Go
ask
get
her
a coffee.
Hey,
to
we
do
should,
something.
We should get lunch someday.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't make it a date, though.
Well, it'd make it a coworker hangout and then see, that's the thing, and see where it goes.
And then it can go from there.
Well,
and be afraid of rejection.
Rochelle, you're going to know
Why
real
be
quick.
Afraid of rejection.
Right. Oh, definitely. They're definitely afraid of rejection. You know, that's right.
But if you ask and they say no, you're going to know immediately. If she says
right.
yes, let's so go do something, like, she's interested.
So then you can move on. You can move on if, mm-hmm. you, if they say no.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Absolutely.
Okay, Rochelle, y'all bringing some logic in, mm-hmm. I guess. Forget me and my wedding rings.
Well, your advice is horrible. But anyway, okay. Thanks for calling,
Appreciate
Rochelle.
Appreciate you, Rochelle.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Charlie, let's go to him next on 4 this morning. Get his theme song pulled up because he already called 5 days in a row.
He got his.
Charlie.
I don't say no.
Moo. Charlie, I want you to know, when I drove to Chicago a couple weekends ago to see my girlfriends from high uh-huh. school, and I lost Kiss. I got too close. I lost Kiss's reception, and I was about to switch over to the Odyssey app, and then my phone brought up Doja Cat, Moo, brought that song up, and I thought of Charlie
of course
the whole
you
got, time.
Well, you got to listen to it then.
And I thought, well, my phone knows me well. Keep the Doja Cat coming. Like, let's go. Let's go right now.
But let's go. Let's keep the advice coming. Charlie, what you say, man? How do you suggest Greg either finds out she's flirting or asks her to marry him?
I like the group thing. You get everybody in a group, get a bunch of people in a group, go bowling,
mm-hmm.
and then it usually works that way. You kind of, well, here, let's, I'll be on your team or whatever and work it out that way. And if it works out,
you become friends. And Charlie, yep. the funniest part would be is if you did a group outing and then she's like the one that doesn't come. Like she has zero interest yep. in anyone right. or being friends with anyone.
Yikes.
Now you're on a yep. work outing with all your coworkers except the one you wanted to be with.
And nobody's getting paid.
Nope. Or getting laid. Paid or laid.
No paid or laid.
You're not getting either. And if that you know, suck. You know.
That would suck. But Charlie's saying, listen, do the group outing. Take everybody yep. bowling and we're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, okay. For sure.
That's what I would do.
Appreciate yeah. the advice, Charlie. We'll see what Greg does, man. Yep. Clearly, my advice sucks today.
Yep. Well, obviously.
Well, yeah, sorry, DC, it does. Sorry.
It's all good, man. Have a good day,
Bye,
Charlie.
Charlie.
Be honest.
Bye.
Hey, we like honesty.
He said, just
on this
being
show.
Honest. It sucks.
Your advice is bad.
I'll take it.
Another caller who has hit 5 days in a row. Today is the day. Jaleesa is calling from Milwaukee. Jaleesa. Woo,
we on a roll.
I know.
Congratulations. She picked a Lizzo song, which will be here next time you call. Don't you worry, girl.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited and nervous at the same time.
No need to be. You did the thing. But now let's help Greg do his thing.
Yeah, what's your advice?
So I think he should flirt back with her just to see if she, like, gives in a little bit, see if he's, you know, they're feeling each other, whatever. Oh. And if she is, then he should shoot his shot. I mean, the worst
that part.
The worst that she could say is no, then be like, okay, and move on. And the group outing, I mean, it sounds okay, but like for people like me who have social anxiety and hate people sometimes, I don't want to do that.
I don't
want to go out on a group date.
Jaleesa, listen, you said the worst that can happen is she says no. He says his biggest fear is rejection. I love it how we're like, but the worst thing that can happen is she rejects you. Well, that's the problem,
worst thing.
People.
The worst thing that can happen is your worst fear. The worst thing that can happen is that she says, ew, no. That's the worst thing.
Right? Like, and we're like, but go for it anyway.
Yeah, but I like Jaleesa saying, shoot your shot, man. You never know. And man, at the yeah. end of the day, life is so short. We go through so much pain being rejected. Why do yeah. we worry about it? Right. It's going to keep happening wow. with whatever angle.
Uh-huh. It's true. And then we change who we are because we're afraid of the rejection. Instead of just being ourselves, we start acting weird.
Thank you.
Because we're afraid of the rejection yeah. instead of just asking yeah. her out. Right?
Now, do you understand why I told him just to propose?
No.
Exactly. Oh.
I don't.
If she says no, just move on to the next coworker.
That part.
Somebody texted in and said, first, don't date a coworker with 3 exclamation points. Terrible idea. I'm guessing they dated a coworker and they know.
And it went south. They know. They know from experience, huh?
Uh-huh. We looked everywhere for it and we couldn't find it anywhere, DC.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
And y'all still couldn't find it?
Maybe that was an exaggeration, but we looked 3 places, okay? 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studio.
Studios. Am I the Jerk is on the way next, and it's really funny what a parent wrote in today.
Okay.
So we're going to get into that. But yesterday...
Can you tell me what y'all was looking for first?
So it's summer. My kids are out of school.
Right.
So when we get off work, I go home, and we get to find things to do. It's kind of a fun, let's explore. There's no day camp. Let's just have fun.
What are we doing for the rest of the day, boys?
Well, there was no groceries. You heard that yesterday off the air. Hudson called, mm-hmm. and DZ heard the conversation where Hudson got mad. There weren't enough waffles.
There ain't enough waffles!
There's only Fruit Loop waffles. I don't like those. And I went, too bad. Eat the waffles. And
I'm over here thinking, those are delicious ones.
Delicious. Well, as soon as I got home, Hudson goes, don't we need to go grocery shopping? I go, we do. Get in the car. To which we went. And Owen had asked if I would buy him some Army Men. You remember those old...
The little green guys?
Like Toy Story?
Yeah, I remember those. Of course. Had the parachutes on them.
Really cheap. And you could buy like 100 of them for nothing on Amazon.
Then you'd step on them and hate them. Yep.
Or the kids would not care anymore after a day. So I've thrown them out over the years. Well, he decided he's back into them. My almost 12-year-old. He wants to build like this military base thing. I'm like, fine. We'll get you some Army Men. They're cheap. We went to Walmart. Nothing. We went to Target. Nothing. We went to the Dollar Tree.
Nothing. Not even at the dollar store?
No, I thought the Dollar Tree for sure would have a big, long tube of Army Men.
I know the tube. I've got the tube. Yup.
Right?
Yup.
Couldn't find Army Men anywhere. I said, that's it. Well, I'll have to order them off Amazon. But I thought, how random of like, I feel like there have been times we were at the store where you wanted to buy the Army Men. They were cheap and they were garbage and I bought them for you. And now that we want them, we can't find them. What's up with that? Who would
have
thunk?
Nah, I'm a little estranged because I feel like they should have them at absolutely every single store. Like, isn't that like a regular pack? They come in a bulk pack where you get an army of two guys, whether they're tan and green, red and blue, whatever colors they were. Man, Walmart always has them.
You would
always.
Think. It's funny, though, because stores don't carry stuff like they used to because we buy stuff online. Mm. So there have been times where I've been in a store and been like, they don't have this specific product because they know I can go buy it online in 3 seconds.
Wow.
So again, maybe we just missed them, but we looked through the toy section at all of the stores, including the Dollar Tree.
The main ones, if you will.
And Owen even came out and said, the Dollar Tree's toy section got smaller. I go, well, those things last 30 seconds anyway, the stuff you get from the Dollar Tree.
That's true. You don't worry about it.
So that was the one thing we couldn't find. I got to order them off Amazon.
I don't like that, man. That doesn't make me feel good about this. I'm sorry, but that sucks.
I mean, I enjoyed going to Walmart, Target, and Dollar Tree.
Well, I mean, all that one day. That sounds like the trifecta right there.
Without my kids bugging me, just following along. It was great.
Everybody was on a mission.
Everybody was having a good day.
But y'all still didn't find him, man.
I'll order him off Amazon. And you know what's funny? By the time they get here, he won't care anymore.
Oh, yeah. He'll be back out of the phase. Because I was going to say, I could look for my old ones back in my mom's house. But by the time I find him, if I do, he might not care.
No. And I could spend $5 and have a whole tube for him. He'll be fine.
Save him for baby Sammy once he's done with him. Sammy will love him. It's okay.
Okay.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, a parent wrote into the show. Her name is... She wanted to be anonymous. So her name is...
Megan. Megan, yeah.
Got it.
Megan today.
Megan said, bleep them kids.
Bleep them kids for real.
No, really, she did. Listen. Am I the jerk for replacing my teenager's high-end beauty products with Dollar Tree ones?
Ooh.
I love the Dollar Tree, but let's discuss.
How dare you?
Megan said, I have an Am I the Jerk parent edition. My oldest is a tween who's 12 who recently hit puberty. We've tried gentle parenting, but it's not working. She's into higher-end skincare and beauty products for her hair and skin. Recently, she's been out of control. The disrespect towards me and her father has been ridiculous. So tonight, I took all of her fancy self-care products and replaced them with Dollar Tree products. And not as much as she had before. And
give me that Fenty.
Yes, we did help her pay for these. She says she never wants to speak to me or her father ever again. And we're the worst parents ever.
Naturally.
Are we the jerks for putting our foot down and not tolerating the disrespect? I don't feel like we are. But Dad says we should cave. And I say, with my whole chest...
Bleep them kids. Oh,
in
gosh.
All caps. That's what they wrote.
For real.
Is Megan the jerk for replacing her teenager's high-end beauty products with Dollar Tree ones? You're the jerk for buying the high-end to begin with. Did I say that out loud? Oh, and I feel bad. Sorry, Megan.
Stop. No, I mean,
F them high-end beauty products.
No, like, I would say, and I don't, I'm going to be honest, I don't have much experience with makeup here. You know what I'm saying? So I would assume that that's all right. Thank you.
That's all, you get the gist.
I would assume that the higher end means that it's healthier for you, better for your skin. It's
supposed to be.
Right?
So
it's not always the case?
We don't know what we're really, half the time we're paying all this money for expensive hair care. I couldn't tell you what's in it.
Really?
I couldn't tell you why.
Bro, I can't spell half the ingredients.
I just do what they tell me. I'm stupid like that.
I just follow directions. You said rinse how many times and repeat?
What? This conditioner is going to make my hair better than the last? Okay.
I don't actually know what volume is, but yes, I want it.
Sure. Why not? Oh, damage control? Great.
Yo, gee. No,
no
for
seriously,
real.
Though. Are they the jerks for taking all the high-end beauty products and replacing them with Dollar Tree ones?
I do feel like they're a little bit of the jerks.
Come on.
A little bit. It's baby girl. Like,
so?
Yeah, I'm a boy dad, so I don't know what it's like to be a girl dad, but I know what I do know is that once, if and when we have a girl, it's over for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wrap. I am wrapped around her finger, and she's getting all the Fenty, all the beauty products she wants from whatever high end anytime, and I'm not taking it ever. They get special passes in my eyes. Baby girl gonna get whatever she want, whenever she want. Yeah, you the jerk.
I hope
your
wife's listening, because she's probably screaming, no, she's not getting high end. You're like, I'll buy my
baby
girl
whatever she wants.
No, you won't.
Watch me. Whatever she wants. Gee, they the jerk, because they shouldn't have taken all of it.
What?
This is a pivotal time for this little girl. She's going into a transitionary period of puberty. This is big for her. Y'all just took her livelihood, man.
She doesn't
need
$150 shampoo, DZ. That's what we're talking. We're talking about. Do you know what high-end beauty products cost?
Hell no. My wife don't tell me how much she buys because she knows I'm going to tell her not to buy it.
Shampoo can cost hundreds of dollars.
I do know that. My wife has paid a lot for shampoo and conditioner.
See? And
they were the big bottles, though. I'll defend that.
That's, yes. And I'll defend her as well when I do the same thing. But the point is, we're adults. They are making their kid bougie. Why are you doing? You're already setting her up to buy these products at 12.
That's just so that she can find a partner who's going to take care of her to the degree that she wants to
that's
be taken
ridiculous.
Care of, like the princess that she is.
She can go to Walgreens and buy the Wet n Wild makeup like we all do when we were 12 and be just fine with it, because that's what we did.
Get the Smucker's lip gloss?
Yes! That, and you know what? I buy it as an adult too. Now what?
I'm sticking to it. I don't think they should have taken everything. Had a conversation with her and taken some of it? Yes, because then that's a lesson. Now you're just being bogus. Oh, you know, this is what you like. This is what we're taking. Mm-hmm. Now you're being bogus. I think you a jerk.
She was being bogus when she was disrespectful to her parents.
True, but the parents didn't need to stoop like that. That's a lesson learned. I'm going to call them the jerk.
You think they're the jerk.
I said what I said. Yeah, they are.
I say no way. I think it's hysterical, and I think they did the right thing, which makes me sound like an old parent, but I don't care. 414-533-1037. Is Megan the jerk for replacing her teen's high-end beauty products with Dollar Tree ones because she just won't stop being disrespectful? We will take your calls and your texts next. Oh, I cannot wait to discuss. This is one you might not have heard in a second. Blue Cantrell. And if you're a kid, first time for you.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Megan signed her message to us. I don't feel we are, but Dad wants to cave, and I say with my whole chest, bleep them kids.
The long way.
Megan wants to know if she's a jerk for replacing her teen's high-end beauty products with Dollar Tree ones, because the 12-year-old won't stop acting up.
The tween is tweaking, so they took it all.
The tweaking. Josefina is calling this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are
Hello.
You guys?
Good. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to decide if Megan and her husband are the jerk for taking their daughter's beauty products away.
What do you think?
Listen, she is not the jerk, and I'll be real with you. I wouldn't even have replaced them at all.
Whoa.
That part.
It's a punishment. And if you're replacing them, you're still kind of enabling her to be like, I still got something, even though she's mad. And let me tell you something. I got a 16 and an 11-year-old, and they hate me all the time. But in 5 minutes later, they love me all over again. So
When they hungry, right?
It's so true.
When they hungry, or when they need them new Dunks or Jordans coming out, they love me.
Mommy.
Hi,
Mommy.
I know I was mean to you an hour ago, but look, the new Jordans are out, Mom.
Hey, Mommy. Did you see the release?
She'll get over it, and don't enable her that all she needs to do is cry and whine, and then in the long years, it's going to turn into the worst, and she's going to be one of them boiled little brats.
Yep.
Don't do it.
And she's going to be bougie, and like I was telling DZ, she's going to end up with a man or a woman who's going to, she's going to expect to take care of her like her parents do. Nobody's interested in that. Nobody.
You can have the finer things in life. Don't, you know, I don't take that away from her. You can have the finer things in life. You just have to earn the finer things in life.
Don't expect them.
That's
exactly.
Right.
That's right.
I hear y'all.
All right. So she said, not a jerk. The parents are not a jerk. They shouldn't even have replaced the high-end beauty products, according to Josefina.
Okay. That's one in the books, Josefina. We appreciate your call.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye.
All right. Judy's in Kenosha on 5. Judy, what do you think?
Hey. Good morning. So I'm going to go with a double whammy jerk. First of all, why does your child have high-end beauty products as well? And I agree with you, Allie. You had said that earlier. Yeah. Number two, you don't take stuff away like that to discipline your child. You make them earn the respect again. I feel old school. You make them write a paper about respect. You make them sit down with you and talk to you about what is respectful and what's not respectful. And you reteach them because they obviously forgot it.
That's right. You have them go to the chalkboard.
Old school. You need to reteach your child. Otherwise, just like everybody else is going to say, they end up being privileged little jerks that think they deserve and are owed everything.
She says the parents are the jerk for giving her the beauty products to begin with, is what she's saying. She's saying, screw
and then
this.
Let's reparent.
Oh, yes.
Reparenting. Your child's going to be this way forever. I've had experience with this. You shut it down.
Yeah.
You reteach them the way that they're supposed to be talking to their parents. It not just starts with the parents. It goes on to the school. It goes on to their job. And all of a sudden, we have a rolling ball of little sleep.
Judy, you're
like
so right. Hold on, though. You're so right. And I'm very, like, right now I'm going, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm into your motivational speech about parenting. But I know the second I get home, unless you're in my ear screaming this at me, I'm going to cave like all the other parents. Am I wrong or am I wrong?
We tough until we're around our kids, huh?
Right?
Honestly, it's the hardest thing to do, but, you know, we got to take it back. Mm-hmm.
But Judy's saying the jerk.
I get it. She says jerk, and so that's one not a jerk, one
double
jerk.
Whammy jerk. Appreciate it, Judy. Have
Bye,
a good
Judy.
Day.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Bye.
You know what I'm talking about. When somebody's pepping you up, and you're like, yeah. And then you get home, and you don't do it at all.
Yeah, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to tell them off.
Yeah.
And then you go home and like, hey, sweetie.
No, you wanted something from Target? Let's go.
Come on. You want ice cream? Come
on. All right. Dawn's going to be our tiebreaker in Rubicon today. Dawn.
Dawn and Rubicon. Hi. Good morning, Dawn.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Morning. Well, you're the tiebreaker because Josefina said not a jerk. Judy said jerk. Mm-hmm. But what do you think? Are these parents, Megan and her husband, the jerk for replacing the teens' high-end beauty products with Dollar Tree ones because she was being disrespectful?
They are not a jerk.
Oh.
Amen.
I don't know. I think a lot of parents nowadays, I'm kind of guilty of this. We kind of spoil kids now. You know, I have two boys, you know, so it's a little different. They're 12 and 14, but, you know, they have a PS5. They have pretty much almost everything.
Yeah.
And when they're being disrespectful and everything, I take everything away. So, I mean, they're not being disrespectful, but I also agree they shouldn't have replaced it. They should have just taken it all away because their daughter's going to take advantage of it. And, you know, she's not going to keep showing, like, she's not going to show respect on anything.
So, Dawn, when you take all that stuff away, what do you do next? Do you actually hang out with them and, like, they talk to you or is it awkward? What do you guys do when there's no technology involved?
I hate you.
Just say I hate you.
No, they say I hate you. I
You're
hate
the
you.
Worst.
You know, eventually they, you know, they come out of their rooms after they're done throwing their temper tantrums.
Yeah.
And, you know, they realize, hey, you know, there's other stuff out there to do other than video games.
There's an outdoors?
What?
I didn't know that.
I had to make a joke because I was with a group the other day and one parent was talking about how my kid will not do the tech. And I went, okay, let's see when your kid gets older. Let's see how much tech your kid has.
Yeah, we said that too.
Everybody
kid does
says
tech.
That.
I'm gonna tell you right. I'm gonna tell you right now. Kid does tech.
That's a young parent, like a new parent statement. And then you learn. You go, screw that. That's unattainable.
Sammy was sick for a week. Our son was sick for a week, and we went, nah, give him the tech.
Yeah.
Because we were really strong until he got sick for that week, and we went, nope,
we
give him the tech.
We all want to be. That's my point. We
give
all want to be hard, tough parents. We're
iPad
not.
Was the only thing keeping that boy quiet. Oof.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
But we gotta figure
it
out.
It is hard.
All right. Well, not a jerk. Dawn said not a jerk. All so right. That's it.
Appreciate your call, Dawn. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. You guys too. Thank you.
Bye.
So really, Megan, if you're listening, the parent that wrote in, stop buying your tween high-end beauty products. Your stuff better be nicer than hers.
Why is the kid wearing makeup anyway?
Oh, she's 12.
Oh, well, now we can't. Oh, well, now it's a crazy decision.
Well, I mean, she's got a bra probably, not to make it awkward, but at 12, you're wearing a bra. Let the girl wear some lipstick if she wants to wear some lipstick, please.
I mean, as a parent, you allow what your kid does, man. Mm-hmm. Whatever. That's y'all, man. Everybody parents differently.
Wet and wild. The Dollar Tree all day. That's where we're leaving it that. All right. Sorry, Megan, not the jerk. Keep the kids' products. Keep them for yourself. There you go. Kiss FM. Hold on. I was just checking our messages. Megan from Am I the Jerk, who wrote in, She sent us a new message just now.
She followed up literally real time. IRL.
We love the follow ups. So keep them coming.
That was quick.
She's listening and she said, I guess I should have said mid end. Definitely not $100 products. And some were gifts from family members. And it was after she broke two custom engraved picture frames of mine and told me and her dad she hopes we go homeless.
She understands that if y'all go homeless, she's going homeless,
and
right?
And she has no beauty products then, right?
Does she understand that, right? Did you guys help her understand the fact that if y'all go homeless, she go homeless? And then ain't nobody got no beauty product because ain't nobody got a house?
I don't know why this mom wanted to stay anonymous. Girl, you did nothing wrong
here.
If you
don't bust them kids out now.
Screw your kids.
I wish I would have known that beforehand. Because no, y'all not the jerks. Now, no. See, now I can't change my answer.
Oh, and she's writing in real time. She's messaging us as we're bubbles. Talking. She said, also, I didn't replace makeup, just shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. So she didn't give her makeup. She was replacing the shampoo, the conditioner, and the body wash.
But so your daughter had to use Irish Springs for a couple days, man. She'll be all right.
All right, love it. Keep them coming, dude. Okay, so thank you for the update. I almost said her real name since she wanted to remain anonymous. But
appreciate you, Megan.
We appreciate you writing in because the Am I the Jerk was, is she the jerk for replacing her teen's high-end beauty products with Dollar Tree ones? You can always text in or go give your input on the Kiss FM Facebook page where we post them. I've been enjoying all the throwbacks lately.
Of course, man. Come on now. Can we keep it going?
Yeah, we can keep it going. A little TLC. Let's go. Ah, the feels. All the feels. Kiss FM.
What's up? Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What is wrong with people? Bebe Rexha was performing on stage. If you don't know Bebe Rexha, that's okay. She's done some shows for us. She's always like in songs with everybody else, I feel like. She's always like the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Very melodic, but she's a great artist.
Yeah. So Bebe Rexha was performing and a fan out of nowhere threw a, I don't know if you should call him a fan, somebody in the audience threw a phone at her right in the middle of her show and hit her smack dab in the eye.
Square.
It looked like it really hurt. She fell down. She had to get up, be taken off, get stitches, and he now is getting arrested because of it.
He should be in charge.
He should be.
I'm hearing that he said he wanted to do it on purpose because he thought it'd be funny.
I'm an idiot.
Excuse me?
It's not funny.
Is that for real?
Throwing things at people and watching them get hurt. Ha ha ha. But look at all the crap on the internet. This people watch people fighting and hurting each other all the time. What's the difference?
You paid money to get in. But then again, I'm thinking of the dude that attacked Dave Chappelle. Remember? He rushed the stage and then got stomped out. You paid money to get into a venue. You paid your own money to watch somebody. And then you're going to do something stupid like that. And look at the repercussions. Now you're getting charged. Now you got somebody against you. Mm-hmm. Now the whole world hates you.
Clearly, this man did not think out the fact that he was going to be arrested and charged with assault after he hit her right in the face with a cell phone. Because, like we were talking about off the air, DZ, I gave myself a black eye on accident when I was reading my phone and it fell down on my face.
Inches away from your face.
And that was a light fall. Imagine someone chucking it at your face.
And the phone was whipped. I saw the video. The phone, it came in hot. So it wasn't like, you know how people, they'll be at a concert like, can you take a picture with my phone? And they'll like toss their phone up and toss it nicely, make eye contact and insecure. No, this man looked like he was maybe 50 rows back and whipped it.
Yeah. But he looks nuts.
What do you think? He wasn't going to be traced? Where do you think they're gonna call you, man?
He didn't think it past throwing the phone, I don't think. I don't think, he realized he was really going to hurt someone seriously. I don't think it occurred to him at all he was going to be charged with assault because he's going to be sitting in jail going, that was the dumbest idea I ever had, which I would think a lot of people in jail are having those thoughts. That was a really dumb idea I had. What am
hindsight.
I doing here?
Hindsight.
Yeah, wish I hadn't have done that. Wish I was at Quick Trip getting chicken tenders right now, but here I am in jail.
Because I whipped the phone at Bebe Rexha.
Because I thought it would be funny.
Thought it'd be hilarious.
This is one of those, hope it was worth it. That's me as a mom. Hope it was worth it, you little punk.
When your intrusive thoughts win. He let his intrusive thoughts win. Now buddy's in jail.
Yeah. Good luck.
Ed Sheeran right there. Eyes closed. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Yesterday, we were talking about sounds that make us cringe. I'm not going to play them on the air because it'll make me cringe.
We don't want to cringe. We just acknowledge it.
But a perfect example is one. The other day, I was out to dinner with my boys, and Owen was holding his fork and his knife. He took it out of the napkin because it was rolled up in the napkin, and he was just sitting there, like, tapping them together. I said, stop it. You're making me crazy right now. He goes, what? I go, the sound? He goes, what sound?
Yeah,
totally oblivious.
Oh,
I said,
man.
The sound of the fork and the knife, you hitting them by each other, it's really making me cringe. Like, you have to stop. Put them down.
Feels like my ears are bleeding.
Ugh, same thing. Nails on a chalkboard.
My ears feel weird thinking about it. Man, my wife was scratching her skin the other day.
So?
Her skin. No, she was scratching. She was aggressively scratching.
Wait.
And she has nails.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit. Not crazy nails. Like, she doesn't get, like, the fake nails and nothing like that, but she's got long enough nails.
I got the dip. She doesn't have the dip. She's got real nails.
She does her own nails, right? And I don't know what she dips, but she dips something.
This is such a man talking about nails. I don't know what she dips.
But she dips it.
But she dips something.
But she was scratching her skin, and I shook my head. I was like, you got to stop. Stop. I was getting a sensory overwhelming overload. Like, the sound that her skin was making with her nail scratch, it was curdling to me, bro. It was so,
so random.
Bad. Oh, man. It was like the nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
It was so bad. It's like styrofoam breaking. Have you ever actually heard somebody break styrofoam?
Yeah, it doesn't bug me, though. Does it bug you?
No, I will punch you.
Styrofoam breaking is a bad
I get aggressive over styrofoam.
Sound.
Yeah,
interesting.
That, like, weird squeakiness.
See, you're doing it right now. Another sound I didn't realize make people cringe is the sound like you're gonna throw up. I didn't know, because we do that sound on the air all the time. Like, ooh, and people will text in and go, don't do that. It's making me want to throw up. I'm like, oh.
It'll trigger people.
It triggers people to want to throw up. And I didn't
never
know
think
that.
About it.
I didn't know that was a thing, because we do it all the time in conversation. We're like, sorry, I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again. My bad. But you know what I mean? Some people will text in and go, stop, you guys. You're doing that. We're talking about sounds that make you cringe. We're going to take your calls and your texts. 414-533-1037. What is this sound? For DZ, it's styrofoam breaking. For me, it's nails on a chalkboard and any kind of silverware hitting each other.
For some people, it might be a baby crying. I don't know.
Well, that's everyone. Who loves a baby crying? Nobody. So some of us take it better than others, you know?
True.
All right. Somebody texted in and said, Velcro? What's wrong with Velcro?
Velcro sounds weird.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm with that one.
Stop
Velcro
it.
Sounds weird.
Now you're pushing it. We're going to take your calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. Sounds that make you cringe. I'm going to do it next. This is a weird one. We're talking about sounds that make us cringe. Allie and DZ, by the way. Kiss FM. Somebody texted in, whistling drives me nuts. Whistling?
What?
That's the first person I met who didn't like a whistle.
They probably can't whistle. That's what it is. That's a personal problem. I'm sorry that you can't whistle.
I can't whistle, but I don't dislike whistling.
I love whistling. That's one of my favorite.
I can't do it. I've tried.
That was not...
I can't whistle. I just can't whistle. I've never been able to.
That was your whistle attempt?
My kid can do it. I can't do it. Yeah, I got nothing.
Huh.
Sorry.
I'm not going to laugh at you.
You can laugh at me. I don't care. And the fact that I can't whistle has never fazed me. Somebody else texted in and said, when people crack their knuckles. Oh, yeah, that's bad. I do that all the time.
I don't even realize
I'm doing it. Ooh.
When people crack their bodies, sometimes it could be weird, but I find it soothing when I do it to myself, though. I ain't think about that. Yeah. Bones cracking. Ooh.
Gross.
Ooh, cringy.
Michelle's in Hartford this morning. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I am fabulous. I'm on my way to work. So.
Nice.
What's the sound that makes you cringe?
Going to work.
Besides that.
Okay, besides that. So when people are texting and they don't turn off that sound that when you're texting, it goes click, 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 click.
Yes.
They don't turn off the sound in general. That's the worst.
What is it? The haptic sound?
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I think it's like the haptic sound. Mm-hmm. It's a stock feature on the phone that lets people know that they're clicking. Because it's from when phones used to have buttons and you could feel it press.
Yep.
Now that they don't have buttons, everybody's like, well, how do I know I'm pressing the button? So they made everybody feel better by adding a haptic response and button sound. Ooh, I hate that. Ooh, you're so right.
Our boss had it on yesterday, and he was texting somebody, and it was like, click, 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 clickety, click, 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 clickety, click, click, and then it went whoosh when it sent it, and I went, he's the first person that's had a sound on while doing that in a long time for me. So I know what, it didn't bug me, but I know exactly what Michelle's talking about.
Wow, no, that's one of the first things I turn off. Uh-huh. It irritates her, she says.
Well,
exactly.
I get
it's annoying.
I get it, man. It's fair enough.
Now I can't angry text because I feel like people can hear me angry texting.
Turn it off,
TV. Oh, man.
I will, Michelle.
Right. Yeah. Bye, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
That's a good one.
Let's go to Amanda in Racine, who's got her own theme song.
Turn number one.
You know what? Whoever texted in, they don't like the sound of their husband's mouth breathing.
Bogus.
I don't like his snoring.
What? Bogus.
I'm off of that.
That's another topic, though.
Yeah, Amanda.
Another topic for another day.
What's the sound that makes you cringe?
For me, so normally my husband's the one that kills bugs in our house, mm-hmm. but if I have the rare chance that I have to, when I kill like a beetle in the crunch.
You don't like that?
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You should scream while you kill it.
Too.
Scream while you kill it.
That's
you won't
a good
hear
idea.
It. Seriously. And then you don't hear the sound because you're screaming.
That's really smart.
Yeah, see?
Or just say, turn down for what?
Every time she kills a bug.
Says Alexa, cue my bug killer music.
Somebody's going to spot little Amanda in the park in Racine screaming, turn down for what? Well, she hits the ground.
I do that anyway.
Gonna
I already
know.
Do that anyway.
Anywhere she pulls up, turn down for what?
Booty in the air. Hey, Amanda, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you. You too, bye.
She said, you know it. Cat is in Milwaukee this morning on 6. Good morning, Kat. What's a sound that makes you cringe?
Meow.
The spoon in a tea glass going around and around, that clinking sound.
Oh, you mean when people are mixing their tea?
Yes, and they continuously do it over and over.
Like that?
Yep,
like
that noise.
100 times, even though your tea is already stirred.
that noise right there.
Yes, clink, 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 clink.
You know what? I don't drink hot tea anyway, so I wouldn't even know how to have a tea with a spoon going around the glass.
Cat's over here looking at somebody.
Like, as well.
If you don't drink it, if it's good. Oh, it's mixed. It's good. Mm-hmm. Dang, Cat. That's a new one for me. I've never been bothered by that noise, but I hear that high-pitched tinking. You feel like the glass is about to break or what? What is it for
exactly.
you?
Exactly. It's just an annoying sound. My husband does it regularly, like clank, 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 stirring, even though it's already been stirred.
And then he breathes, and then he has some breath
and then
as
that
well.
Mouth breathing.
Ugh, that man.
Right, takes a sip
husband.
And stirs it some more.
Are we sure this isn't just us being annoyed with our partners?
Go get a new wife.
No, I have been with my husband going on 43 years.
You
poor thing. That's love. No, that's love. That's beautiful.
That's Allie regularly. And DZ. You know, I go, you poor thing. DZ goes,
that's love.
How we view marriage, Allie and DZ.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling, Kat. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Too. Bye. That's a good one. The spoon in the cup. Yep.
Lizzie's in Milwaukee, and she works at a daycare. She said it has something to do with the kids she watches.
Uh oh, Lizzie, talk to us. Lizzie.
Yeah, I work. Well, I'm actually in my parking lot right now, waiting to go in, but. We have this kid who she does this weird hiccup and burp at the same time, at least a couple times a day. Me and my co-teacher both cringe every time.
A hiccup burp. She hlurps?
Weird.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's going to throw up. We always are like bracing ourselves for some projectile vomit. It's so bad.
That is strange.
That is weird. So she burps, but then she's like...
It starts as a hiccup and ends as a burp, which is why we expect her to puke. It's just awful.
Oh, no, I hear that. It starts as a hiccup, ends as a burp.
You know my
that's like a
gross.
Gag noise. I would be triggered by that too. Yay, wrong.
You know what Owen does when he gets she's gonna kill me because he's almost 12 now for telling this on the air, but when he gets really angry and starts crying, he starts going like, I go, stop gagging, you're not gonna puke. You can
hyperventilating
cry. You can cry if you want to cry, but we're not puking over because I didn't buy you something at the store, like chill out. He's the first person I've seen almost throw up when they're crying.
I used to
so
do that
upset.
get all worked up.
You guys are so
start
dramatic.
Hyperventilating. We're little
stop.
boys.
just stop it, man. Oh,
we have a lot of kids that do that. That's pretty common.
Yeah. No, but see, Lizzie's going, there's a very particular noise that I hear often that I'd rather avoid. And I'm about to go inside to work and hear it now.
Good luck. Exactly.
We appreciate your call, Lizzie.
Bye.
At least she called when she was waiting in the car, not watching the kids. Then I'd be a little worried.
She said, wait, they're doing it now. Hold on. Listen.
I know I'm supposed to be watching kids, but hold on. I can't. Julie's in Oak Creek. She's got her own theme song. Last but not least this morning, Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
People are texting in all the sounds that make them cringe. Somebody said they can't stand the sound of nail files. Somebody else said gum chewing.
That's a big one.
And then somebody else said people that drag their feet when they walk. That's me, and I only know because I've been on the treadmill and I can hear it.
My mom corrected that in me early on because she hates that noise.
Really?
Yep. I purposefully don't drag my feet or will because of it.
Damn. Ooh, Julie, talk to us. What is the sound that makes you cringe?
So it's actually two, but they kind of go together, and one is actually a phobia. Mm-hmm. I cannot tolerate hearing people eat. They're chewing, they're slurping. Like, I can't. I want to punch them square in the face.
Oh, like any chewing, no matter even quiet, crunchy, doesn't matter. Stop it. Julie going to reach through and punch you in the face.
Hold on, my mouth was full. Because I drank my coffee, I slurped it. And I couldn't laugh after I did that. Julie. So Julie doesn't like chewing and slurping.
But she said it's part phobia?
It is a phobia. Oh. Yeah, I looked it up. And there's actually something in the brain that just can't process the noises when it comes to eating. And it makes you want to be violent.
You like short circuit and you're like, punch in the face.
At least she uses her brain for when she wants to become violent. Some of us just do it. I mean, she's like, there's something in my brain that makes me violent.
Maybe there's something there, though, like sounds that we find cringy is because it's like a brain chemical change or something, and everybody's just triggered by different sounds.
Remember I told you I was on a date last weekend, and the guy got weirded out by people talking around us. He was like, the girls behind us are too loud, and I was like, weird? Like, that's something, they're talking in public. So sensory overload.
Right, barely.
Well, it felt like that. That's why I ended the date early, as I told DZ, but yeah, he wanted to go in a corner with nobody talking, I guess.
Pop needed to go night-night.
But where does that all come from? These, like, you know, these sensory things. I don't know, man. Because you get people talking around us. I love it.
You know what? I'm going to just blame childhood trauma.
It's got to be.
We don't know. When we don't know, childhood trauma.
Something. Thanks for calling, Julie. Have a good day.
We appreciate you.
You too.
Bye.